Jeff Field is in. We are talking the weekly wrap. We do go over the week's worth of news. Jeff, welcome back in.
It's nice to be here. Now, just before I open my pad and go back to Monday, I should alert people there are delays at the airport this morning. Technical problems.
Ooh.
And that is causing long delays. Apparently, it has been fixed, but as you know, when there is a problem with computers at the airport,
it takes a while.
It takes a while. So you have been warned. If you've got a flight to catch, make sure you maybe call the airport or get there with plenty of time to spare.
Yes.
Now, let's go back to Monday.
Monday? I don't, no.
Okay, well, let's start off with Donald Trump, who announced that steel and aluminium tariffs will apply to all countries around the world.
That's right.
That story has played out. We'll
quite entertainingly
get
so,
onto that,
yeah.
Yep. The Shape of Things dominated the
Ooh.
Oscars. That was the takeout from the Oscars. The baby girl mauled to death at Inverell. Now, that was the start of a really unfortunate week with dogs, and there's been a lot of debate on television, on radio.
Yeah.
Four dog attacks now. We had one last night at Coffs Harbour. So I don't know, you know, what can be done about this, education for owners or maybe to educate people when they come into contact with dogs. I'm not sure, but that's been a big issue this week. Scientists identified five different types of diabetes in Sweden. That was an interesting one because there's previously been type
two.
One.
Yeah, and type two.
And type two. The New South Wales government announced that an aerotropolis, including a rail line, would be built at Badgerys Creek in conjunction with the new airport.
It's fantastic, because one thing a white elephant needs is another white elephant
yep.
to act as a companion.
By the way, there were no actual details given as to when it will be completed. I just thought I'd throw that
fantastic.
One in.
Yeah.
George Pell fronted court for the very first time. And there was an application made by his counsel, which was successful, to make sure the media and public did not attend the first few weeks of the hearing. And I can't say anything for legal reasons, but that'll be interesting to see what happens when the media and public are allowed back in. So
we
basically
just have to wait and see.
All we can say is that every day, you know, if you listen to our news, every day the trial is continuing.
That's it.
We have no idea what's being said.
We do not.
On Tuesday, humanitarian aid finally arrived in eastern Ghouta in Syria. A shocking situation there. Literally millions of people just living in hell, really.
Yeah.
And, you know, their ceasefires, really, what are they worth? They last for a few hours.
Well, that's the thing. It's been pointed out by a lot of the humanitarian groups. That's barely enough time to start, let alone actually finish any sort of delivery of aid.
Absolutely shocking. The poll, news poll came out for the... No, this is for the Berejiklian government.
I know.
Now, they've crashed 7 points in the polls and are now neck and neck with Luke Foley's Labour opposition.
Yeah, wow.
Now, you look at the issues they've got. Let's start off with trains, infrastructure, WestConnex, homelessness. Just the list just rolls
on.
I think Luke Foley, maybe just if he just keeps quiet.
But aren't we a little sick of people just, you know, Stephen Bradbury-ing the election by just not crashing beforehand?
Yeah, I was being a little cynical there. It's a situation where, like, the opposition leader just comes out and says, you know, New South Wales is, you could almost play the same grab for every story. New South Wales is in a state of crisis. It's shambolic. We're in a mess.
It's
and
exhausting.
There are so many situations. Yep. So there we go. The Berejiklian government now neck and neck with Labor. And the federal government backed down, in my opinion, this is good news, on espionage laws that could have seen journalists sent to jail for revealing sources. So I will give them kudos for that.
Yeah, all right,
on Wednesday, gambling figures released showing that there were high areas of gambling, and the government decided to take action by freezing caps on pokies in areas like Fairfield. A lot of people saying that did not go far enough, including the Greens and the Fairfield mayor, who's saying no. Don't freeze, reduce the number of poker machines.
Yeah, we're saying it's bad, not that we're worried it's going to get worse. We're saying it needs something to be done about it right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Also on Wednesday, Donald Trump, under extreme pressure from Democrats over his plan to introduce tariffs on steel and aluminium. A man arrested over a series of terrifying attacks on the Bay Run. He is in custody, and I believe he'll be applying for bail today, so we'll keep an eye on that. But the news being that a lot of people use that track to exercise in the inner west around Lilyfield, and that was quite disturbing that there have been so many attacks. Police will be opposing bail, I'm told, because they fear that he will re-offend.
They are quite worried about him, by the sounds of it, so
We'll wait and see there. New South Wales Transport wins the tender for privatising inner city... Oh, sorry, I can't read my own writing. New South Wales Transport announced that it was privatising another inner west route and was hiring overseas bus drivers. 2SER's The Wire actually did a great story on that. And... not so much they're hiring overseas workers. The fact is there are a lot of workers here in Australia that are going to be out of a job because of privatisation.
Also, I'm just sick of privatisation. Yeah, sorry, I'm so sick of it.
Incredible. Let's move to yesterday. Okay, we had more train delays. That seems to be another one that we can almost put in every week.
Oh, that's okay, because they're kicking off, just under 100 services over the weekend, so it'll be fine now.
Absolutely. Yeah. And also, they're spending $1 billion to make over Central Station, to make it look nice.
Oh, it's going to be beautiful.
So we look
forward
to
that. A great place to wait for 3 hours.
Yeah. 4 years, by the way, of delays there. now, it was interesting because Andrew Constance came out at a press conference and said he was sure that it wasn't going to cause problems. But an hour later, Gladys Berejiklian came out and apologised for the delays which are expected for the next 4 years. We had confirmation that the former Russian double agent Sergei Skripal and his daughter were actually victims of a nerve gas attack. Max will have more details on that story in the 8 o'clock news. There's been more developments on that. And I think probably one of the great stories of the week, International Women's Day, where we were kicked out.
We were
basically
kicked out. We chose to move on.
We chose. We were allowed in, respectfully allowed in. And figures showing that there is still, unbelievable, a 17.2% wage gap. Now, people have been marching since the 60s for wage parity, and there is still that figure. That astounds me. And we did have a couple of, I won't say token gestures, but we did have, you know, some, and good on them, Energy Australia saying they were going to make sure that wages were equal between men and women.
That was quite a commitment.
And,
was
impressive. You've got to commend them for that. And let's hope other companies do the same. But there's a long, as Eva Cox said yesterday, there's a long way to go.
There is indeed.
That's the week that was.
Jeff, what a week. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Nick.
We get to do this again next Friday.